This week, we're talking about October 2nd through the 8th, Mercury in Libra and Venus in Virgo. Fair-mindedness and eloquent speaking are the themes with Mercury in Libra, while Venus in Virgo urges you to analyze and reorganize your relationships, especially those within your daily life or work environments.
The Weekly Transit.
Astrology is a language that communicates how the planets and stars influence life on Earth. I'm Scott Tajarian. I'm an interpreter of this language. Join me and my co-host, Ingrid Iverson, who helps bring an even more practical look at this astral language. The Weekly Transit is here to bring clarity to the chaos so you can ride the planetary waves instead of the planets riding you.
The Weekly Transit.
Would you like to give us a little recap of last week?
Sure. Yeah. So looking at last week, which was the week of September 25th to October 1st, you know, the big highlight for that was the full moon in Aries, which is, you know, an emotional release to express yourself courageously, confidently, authentically. That was the focus, you know, and it's a good time in a sense to, with the sun in Libra, the moon in Aries. These are the two signs that represent relationship. The Aries energy is your relationship with yourself. The Libra energy is your relationship with another person. So in order to have that healthy balance between yourself and another, you have to be authentic in your self-expression. So that was the main theme for last week. And then Mercury was also moving out of its retrograde shadow, which was great. That happened on the same day, but leading up to the full moon, lots of compassion with the moon in Pisces. And we talked about Venus a few days last week because Venus was making aspects to, the moon and Uranus and, the moon twice, actually, the moon in Aquarius first, and then the moon in Aries second, and then in between the alignment with Uranus. So that was about, you know, really breaking open your heart and expressing yourself boldly, confidently, courageously, and so that you can have that sense of play and creativity in your relationships.
I wanted to ask if there was still anything lingering in Virgo.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's Mercury in Virgo, because Mercury week moved out of its retrograde shadow, but it moved out of its retrograde shadow at 21 degrees in Virgo. So Mercury is still in Virgo this week, which we're going to talk about because we do have we have 2 days that we're talking about Mercury in Virgo before we talk about Mercury moving into Libra.
I'm still feeling like just the idea of this, like, budget and kind of clearing out my space, being very mindful of my finances, kind of like tracking things. Yeah, that's still been like kind of heavy on my mind. So I was curious if that was still like, yeah, apparently it is. It's still here.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's and it's going to continue too, because even when after Mercury moves out of Virgo and into Libra, a couple days after that, which we'll be talking about the end of the week, is when Venus moves from Leo to Virgo. So even though Mercury is moving from Virgo to Libra, Venus is moving from Leo to Virgo. Okay. So Virgo is still in play for another month. So there's still a lot of organizing.
I wonder if like that Leo energy, like I have been really trying to be pretty strict about what I'm spending my money on. And I really wanted to go to this comedy show and my sister wanted to go. And I was like, oh, should I get a ticket? Should I not? And then I ended up going because last time we didn't go a couple months ago when the person was in town and I had such a great time. And then I was thinking, I didn't put any room in my budget to have any fun. It's only if it's fun, it's like fitness related or like dance related, which is like work, career,
still work, yeah,
oriented. So this was something just for fun and to like kind of feel like part of the community and just be out. And anyways, I was thinking I need to kind of schedule in my budget fun, even if it's something minimal once a month to just, otherwise, why do I even live in LA? Sometimes I'm like, I don't even get to enjoy my city because I'm so like focused over here. And I just thought maybe that was something to focus on, making sure that's actually part of my list of things to do. And my schedule is to have those pieces built in there where I don't feel guilty for it. I'm like, okay, I should be spending $50 to go do something nice for myself. That's just to enjoy being alive.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, for you, your fifth house is at 25 degrees in Virgo. So like all of Libra is in your fifth house, and the fifth house is the house of children, fun, play, games, dating, love life, romance. So as the planets move through your fifth house, which they will be in the week that we're talking about, they're all going to be moving through your, not all, but the sun, Mercury and Mars are all transiting through your fifth house. So this is a time for you, Ingrid, and anyone else whose fifth house is in Virgo or Libra. This is a time for fun and for finding your joy and opening your heart and doing what makes you feel playful and creative.
And I think the more time I, or maybe not the more time, but the more diligent I am about scheduling in those play things, that then I will have more life force and energy to give to work and not feeling just depleted. I'll be filling myself up. So then when I am working, I feel like it's worth it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're working for nothing.
Exactly.
Exactly. You got to work towards something. Let's have something to look forward to. So I was just feeling like maybe the balance of putting that in my budget and then the reward of feeling like everything is for a purpose. So like being able to enjoy while I'm still doing all the being diligent about my stuff, but also scheduling in the fun time.
Yes.
So I feel good when I'm going to work.
Yes. You need a treat. I mean, your work is literally giving pleasure to other people. Mm-hmm. So in order for there to be balance and exchange in your life, you need to enjoy your pleasure as well.
You know, I think I was really using, or have maybe my whole life, kind of like the stand-in when I haven't had the like wherewithal to like schedule in these things, was to look to my closest relationship for that joy instead of getting it like externally. So then when I didn't have that main like attachment figure to like bring in that excitement and playfulness, then I would feel really like lonely. So figuring out how to be more independent, but also have those like schedule in that joy and not, you know, kind of taint my relationship by like making them the focus of like giving me something that I should be giving myself.
Exactly. Like, how can you enjoy yourself? You don't need somebody else to enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. It's about learning how to find that fun on your own. And through finding that fun on your own, you'll attract other people that are enjoying what you're enjoying. And then you have your community.
You know what? That's so funny. I was just at the gym and started talking to this lady. She's older and has very like mentor energy. She's been a dancer her whole life, like worked in all these Vegas shows. I told my sister about her after I met her. I was like, oh, I met this really cool woman. And then I saw her again at the gym, and I had thought about her since. And I was like, oh, I wish I could be her friend. She's so cool. And then she saw me again and we started talking, and she was like, wanted to do some like beauty thing together. So I think we're going to like hang out this week and do something.
And nice.
Wait, I don't remember how that related to what we were talking about.
Well, I think because I was saying like when you put out that vibe of fun and enjoying yourself, you attract other people that, you know, it's like your mating call. Like
That's what you were talking about last week. Well, because she also invited me to a dance class, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is, I'm putting that out there and investing in my personal wellness, like attracted somebody else. She saw me in the parking lot and she was like, oh, were you here last week? Were you the dancer that was practicing this or that over on the bars? And I was like, yeah. So she totally was like attracted to me.
She saw you having fun and was like, I want to hang out with that person.
Yeah. So anyways, I just thought that was really like, felt really exciting to be like, oh wow. Like something that, you know, it's not usually that interactive, but like, just being myself, like attracted somebody that feels interesting, exciting, like also I had this, maybe we were talking about it, like the idea of like a mentor. And I'm just like, where do I find that? But this woman has been dancing her whole life and a lot of her friends were strippers and she was talking about money stuff. And I was like, oh my God, these are all the things. Like as soon as she found out that I was a stripper, she was like, oh, what kind of dancer? She started talking about budgeting and finance. And I was like, oh my God, she was like, you better be doing this and that. And I was like, oh, that's literally exactly what I'm working on right now. So it just felt like really perfectly aligned interaction.
I love it. I love it. Amazing.
Before we get into this week, do you want to thank our sponsors?
Yes.
And if anyone would like to support the podcast, the best way to do, well, what am I saying? If anyone would like to support the podcast, you can go to the show notes, go to the support link. You can donate $1, $5, or $10 a month if we are helping you navigate life more gracefully or entertaining you. We would love any support that you can send our way. It allows us to spend more time doing what we love, sharing the planets and stars with you. Now we also got monetized on YouTube, so you can send us a super thanks. I don't really understand how that works. There's a little prayer hands button somewhere. and then you can buy the book, The Basics of Astrology. You can share us with your friends on social media. Also, the best way to follow along with the podcast and get the most out of it is to buy the book. It's on Amazon. All the links are in the show notes. And go to the website, theweeklytransit.com, and go to the forecast tab. It's going to have all the images that we show here on the podcast. If you're watching along, it's on YouTube or Spotify. We also have all the journal prompts that Scott asks me here, which I absolutely love. Those are things to revisit. And what's the third thing? Oh, that's all three. Listen to the podcast, get the book, and go to the website.
Podcast, book, forecast.
Yeah.
Yes. So thank you to Carrie, Haley, Deborah, Annie, Amaranth, Ricky, Brooke, Merdinas, Cassie, Aline, Clarissa, Vincent, and Michelle, Janelli, Jasmine, Kendra, Nicole, and Brenna. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all so much. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Any announcements before we get into the week?
No, I don't think so. You know, if anything that I'm sharing with you here is resonating with you, or you'd like to know how these transits are impacting you directly, if you want to learn more about your astrological code and how to work with the energy that's been bestowed to you by the planets and stars, by the universe, by God, by whatever higher power you believe in, contact me for a reading at theweeklytransit.com.
All right, should we get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it. Yes, so this is the week of October 2nd through the 8th. We begin here with Monday, October 2nd, where we're looking at three planets in the North Node. The first two planets are Mercury, what we were talking about. So here it is, Ingrid, Mercury in Virgo, the mutable Earth sign symbolized by the Virgin and ruled by Mercury. Mercury in a position of power here, opposing Neptune, the god of fresh water and the sea, the planet of illusion, deception, compassion, and intuition, in the mutable water sign symbolized by the fish, Pisces. So Virgo is the conscious mind, Mercury is the planet of the conscious mind, Neptune and Pisces represent the unconscious. So this is the polarity or the tension between the unconscious and the conscious. What is going on here? This is giving you an opportunity to really show yourself compassion, any critical thoughts that are passing through your mind that are maybe you're finding that you're being too hard on yourself. This is an opportunity to show yourself compassion so you can integrate these thought patterns and memories with understanding, forgiveness, and love for yourself. It's also an opportunity for you to sort of actualize the dream, whatever it is you're manifesting, to really see the details of what is going on in your unconscious. It's connecting your unconscious and to the conscious so that you can actually articulate your dreams and your deeper thoughts. And then Venus in Leo. Venus is Lady Luck, the goddess of love and beauty, the planet of relationships, in the fixed fire sign symbolized by the lion, forms a positive trine with the North Node, the soul's purpose. or the karmic pathway of the soul, which is in the cardinal fire sign symbolized by the ram, Aries. So this is creating a frequency to really be courageous and bold in your self-expression. So maybe there's a lot going on in your mind right now, unconsciously, and you're learning to articulate it, but it's also about connecting your mind to your heart and making sure that your heart is expressing yourself in an authentic way, that this is who I am. This is who I am. Really being able to show yourself in relationship.
Well, I'm thinking when you become conscious of the unconscious, it's like healing work. You're recognizing things, and that's a little uncomfortable, but then that will give you the ability, like when you're kind of undoing these thought patterns or just being more aware of them, you're going to be able to express yourself easier because you're going to understand yourself more. So that's going to be able to open your heart. You can kind of use the logic over here to sort some stuff out and maybe heal some stuff emotionally by looking at it logically with that Mercury energy. And then you can like open up, be more playful with like an open heart.
Yes, exactly. You know, when
even
your
just
heart
like,
what?
Oh, just even like we talk about on here, what are the things that would be good for me to do? Like, it's like a list. It's not very emotional to be like, okay, Ingrid, you should, you know, work on community, all these things. And then I get to the dance class and I'm like, oh, like I'm just being myself. I'm playing. I'm like, I'm going to the gym diligently. That's community. Like there's people
dance
there.
Dance class is community too.
And then like by being, when I get to the gym, I'm like playing on the little handlebar things for fun. Cause I'm feeling like I'm feeling myself. And then that's like attracting the community and being more open-hearted and connecting with people, being more playful.
Love it. Love it. That's it. You know, and when you think, I think the dance class is like a community too, and that's having fun and just being playful. And like you were saying, I think last week or the week before, how when you were watching back on the video, how supportive everybody was of each other, you know, you might be hard on yourself, but other people are like, no, yeah, you look so good.
And then also this woman out of the blue that this stranger dancer woman invited me to a class, and she was like, and just so you know, it's like a beginner, like all ages friendly, like you're not going to feel stupid. You don't have to know anything, which she just offered out of nowhere, because it's pretty well known that like you're going to end up feeling freaking dumb because you get there and everyone's like such a pro. She's like, it's not like that. It's like a very like welcoming class. So she's like, I call it my church. I go every Sunday to like, it's part of like her community.
Okay. Moving on to Tuesday, October 3rd, Mercury again transiting through Virgo, forming a positive trine with Pluto, the god of death, lord of the underworld, the planet of transformation in the cardinal earth sign symbolized by the goat, Capricorn. This is a positive trine because it's between two earth signs, Virgo and Capricorn. This is giving you a chance to transform the way that you think in terms of how you live your daily life. Like when you think about Mercury completing its transit here in Virgo before Libra, we talked about this last week because it was like 2 weeks ago that the sun moved into Libra, and you know, Virgo is about getting your life in order so that you can attract the right partner that's going to balance you. And so this final aspect here between Mercury in Virgo and Pluto in Capricorn is transforming your mind so that you can speak from that place of authority, that this is who I am. So when you're stepping into the relationship, whether it's a present relationship or a new relationship, or even a relationship of an old friendship, let's say, you're able to approach the relationship from that place of knowing who you are.
And then where are you getting the relationship energy from?
Well, that's what's next.
Okay.
I'm talking about like, this is the preparation for that, for Libra.
Okay.
So the Virgo energy, and specifically Virgo trine Pluto in Capricorn. Capricorn is the authority, and Virgo is the daily life, the practice of daily life. Well, so this is about getting it's your like, daily.
Like one piece of your life is all the pieces of your life. So it's like if you're working hard in your career, like normally I would just kind of look at like career moves here and work. But then it's like, then you're going to be attracting those same kind of people that you want to be in relationship with, whether that's business or friendship, having other relationships that are doing what you're doing, doing the work to get wherever you want to go, whatever that means for you.
Well, think about it. Like we were talking about the Leo energy and the fun and the playfulness, you know, and when you put yourself out there with an open heart, you attract new people into your life that are going to be reflecting the frequency of your heart. But after Leo is Virgo. So Virgo takes that fun and creates a structure of the fun so that it can last. It can be something that's tangible for other people to see. So it's like the person you met at the gym was like, oh, you're a dancer. I have a dance class that you should go to, because she sees that the dance is fun, but then the class is work. And it's through the class that you meet people and build those relationships, make those connections. So Wednesday,
we got that relationship energy.
Yeah. So now Mercury moves into Libra, the cardinal air sign, symbolized by the scales, Libra. Also here is Mars, the god of war, the planet of action, aggression, and conflict, transiting through Libra, forming an opposition to the North Node in Aries, which is the sign that Mars rules. So you're being driven. There's two things that are happening here. There's Mercury beginning transit through Libra, but then also Mars and Libra posing the North Node in Aries. So it's like you're being driven towards your soul's purpose to be authentic. You're being driven to be authentic in your close personal relationships. But then Mercury transiting into Libra is giving you the ability to speak gracefully and eloquently in sharing yourself authentically in your relationships. Mercury is transiting through Libra October 4th through the 21st. So during this time, eloquence, grace, fair-mindedness, these are the frequencies or the tent poles that you want to anchor yourself towards. The last time that Mercury was in Libra was August 25th to the 23rd, 2022. And then it retrograded and then retrograded back into Libra October 10th to the 29th, 2022. So it was quite a long time last year that Mercury was in Libra, not as long this year because we already had the retrograde. And then the time before that was August 29th to November 5th, 2021, which was an extended period because Mercury was retrograde, but this is a shorter period because Mercury is no longer going to be retrograde this time around in Libra. But there could be challenges for those that were born with key astrological points or planets in Cancer or Capricorn because they create the square to Libra. So if you have key astrological points in Cancer or Capricorn, there may be challenges in being graceful. Yes, in your communication.
I was going to say, like, just because you're saying graceful and harmony, you think like that means it's going to be easy. It's the time for grace and harmony, but that also takes work for me to feel grace and harmony, especially if I may be feeling agitated or if I've been suppressing something. It's like I have to collect my energy, soothe myself, regulate my emotions, be rested, be fed, be taken care of. So when I communicate, I'm not crying. I'm not like irritable and like, you know, causing someone else to be defensive when I'm sharing whatever I need to share. Mm-hmm. So there is like this preparation of taking care of yourself so you can actually express yourself without being too hot or irritable or sad or just overly emotional. Cause I feel like that's how it comes out when it's unchecked.
Yes.
And then people aren't as receptive.
Right, exactly. So it is going to be work. You know, Mercury moving through Libra doesn't mean, oh, we're all going to be speaking so gracefully. You know, no.
Literally talking about dance, you see someone who's been practicing something forever, and it's just, it could be something really basic or something really complicated, and it looks like nothing. It looks like nothing. It's so easy. And even like one of my friends was like, oh my gosh, it looks so easy. And I'm just like, it takes so long to make anything look easy because it's hard as shit. It's so hard. Like, I think they saw something like, oh, that's not that hard. No, it is. It's really hard because the first 30 times, 40, 50 times I did it, it was not graceful. It was not cute. You could see it on my face. You could see it in the movements. Like, it takes a lot of practice to be at ease through a through discomfort. Like, because it's not comfortable. Like, I have bruises all over my thighs and my hip. And my sister's like, what the hell is that? Oh, yeah, that's from dance. It's painful. It's very uncomfortable. Yeah. So even though you're looking like so sweet and you're like, oh, it's like so beautiful. No, it's painful. It's uncomfortable. So the more you practice something, the less you're even focused on the discomfort and you can, you know, look graceful while doing something.
It makes me think of that, movie Black Swan.
Okay.
Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, it's Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, and just shows like the brutality of being a ballerina.
Ballet is the worst.
Yeah.
It's aggressive.
So we're going to get a crash course for the next 17 days in learning how to speak gracefully to others and to be fair-minded with each other. And it's starting off the with a bang. With Mars opposing the North Node in Aries, because people are going to be speaking their, you know, authentically and maybe aggressively in some circumstances if they're working with the shadow side of the energy. But as it continues on to Thursday, October 5th, it doesn't really get any easier because now the moon.
Well, now you're crying.
Yes, the planet of emotions in the cardinal water sign, symbolized by the crab and ruled by the moon, Cancer. This is that sign that you can see squares off with Libra, Mercury in Libra. So there could be some tears that are shed on Thursday, October 5th, and trying to communicate your emotions and it's not coming out the right way. You know, you're sort of blubbering over everything and you're like, I can't be graceful. You know, so it's challenging. So you want to just be nurturing and kind and caring to yourself and to those that you're in partnership if you can be. That's the challenge.
I mean, I'm just thinking to like lately, I've had some uncomfortable feelings that I've needed to share with like a friend and business partner. And I didn't say anything at first. I've really been like pretty silent because I'm just like, I don't know how to say it without just agitating the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And basically it just turning into something like just more emotional because I want like a solution and I don't just want to be like crying about the issue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, writing it down a couple of different times, waiting until my nervous system is settled and I actually have collected my thoughts instead of just feeling so emotional about it, I think is so useful because I think I've communicated much more clear and concise and less emotional. So the person's not reactive and it's not like, you're fucking stupid and I hate you. It's like, okay, this is how I'm feeling. What do we do? Mm-hmm. And instead of just being in the emotion, being able to talk about the emotion. But yeah, just going back to that, like collecting yourself and maybe slowing down a bit before you start communicating.
Yes. I mean, what would you like to share with those that you're in relationship with that touches upon your emotions and feelings? That's the thought. And it continues here as we move to Friday, October 6th, where now the moon in Cancer is squaring the sun, the planet of vitality, in Libra. So that's a second square, 2 days in a row. This is where you look up in the sky and the moon's going to be split in half.
Ugh.
Conflict between the shadow and the light. Tension. This is when there tends to be tension. At least for me in my life, I experienced tension right before the new moon, right before the full moon, and right before the two half moons. And this is one of them. So the sun in Libra squaring the moon in Cancer, creating that tension between your identity and your emotions, how to express yourself and to honor your feelings.
Is this mostly geared towards Like our close personal relationships then?
Yeah, I think it's like your close personal relationships and the people that you're emotionally connected to, you know? So it's like you could be in a relationship, whether it's a lover, a friend, a business partner, where you feel this urge to just kind of dump your emotions on them. And it may create tension in the relationship. Or maybe somebody's trying to dump their emotions on you and it creates tension. So compassion and grace, or I would say kindness, nurturing, and grace is how you navigate this.
Have we been prepping all week for this day where we are going to feel the need to dump and we want to be graceful about it?
I would say so.
Okay,
I would
so
say
if we
this
haven't
is a
been...
day that you're preparing for, you know, because when you look at the days previous, like let's go back to Monday, you look at Monday and we've got that analytics happening in the mind with Mercury opposing Neptune, analyzing the unconscious mind, and Venus trying the North Node is opening your heart in your close personal relationships, or opening your heart in your close personal relationships through your self-expression, being authentic. There could be some power that comes out that day. And especially Tuesday is now we're like sort of leveling up in the way that we communicate. We're communicating from this place of authority, which could agitate others that you are communicating to. And some of that agitation could come out on Wednesday with Mars and Libra opposing the North Node in Aries and then Mercury moving into Libra. So this is a time to really try to make peace, though it may be challenging to do so. And it especially becomes challenging once we get to Thursday, Friday, and the moon squares Mercury and then squares the sun. That just really kind of picks at the scab or gets beneath the skin of what's going on with you in your relationships.
I was also wondering if maybe if we can access some of that play energy from Leo, that maybe that would make this day easier.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Something more lighthearted.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe that's could be, because I've been like maybe like teasing somebody, like maybe you're telling somebody something, but it's in like a little lighter way where you're like.
And do they like being teased? Are they feeling good about it? Because some people don't like that.
No, they don't. So. Actually, there's only been one time where that really backfired.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you
I
were
feel like
teasing
if
somebody
when they were really upset, and I thought maybe I would like lift the mood, and it was not it was the wrong moment or the wrong person and the wrong moment for that. But I think a lot of the time, if even at like work, I feel like I make the most money when I can be like the most playful and funny about things, especially when people are like, they can just be so irritating. But when I can just maintain my playful spirit, people will give in and be like, okay, like she's fun. Like I'm having fun. Like the whole point is to have fun and it like can really disarm people. Mm. Or even instead of being like, oh my God, Scott, you're such a nag. Like you just want everything so perfect. I'm like, you know, I feel like a lot of I'm not saying you are, but like whatever the thing is, I feel like a lot of the time, like through text, things get lost. But when we're in person, we can like laugh at each other and you're like, Ingrid, you're being so neurotic right now. Like we're saying the same, you know, and we're like, we're both laughing at each other. Usually when there's some sort of agitation, when we can like laugh at each other and be like, okay, this is just how you are, you know? I forget. I'm like, oh yeah, Scott's always like this. Why am I expecting him to be different? This is Scott. And then we're like laughing like,
yes, of course.
Why would you? And I think that sometimes when we lose that playful spirit of just like accepting people and being able to just laugh at just how life is and how we like what our nature is.
Yes.
We're just like recognizing like you like to move slower than me, where you're like, okay, I need some time to like adjust. And then, you know, I like to be like, oh, let's like fix it right away. And you're like, wait for me. I'm over here. I'm not ready. Mm-hmm. And then whenever you say something like, I just need more time, I'm like, oh my gosh, you do need more time. Why am I being impatient with Scott? That's ridiculous. Like he needs to take it more slow than me. Mm. And I don't know. I think in those moments of, I think I feel it a lot with you, like the playful part where we end up just laughing at whatever the thing is instead of being irritable about it, because it's very easy when we're tired, but we work all the time, and then it's like, oh, it's just like work stuff, you can get irritated. But I think like if you can maintain like the open heart part, makes it a lot easier.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's the key this week all the way till the end, because we're building up to that, those last few degrees of Venus in Leo, which we're looking at here on Saturday, October 7th. And the reason why we've got Venus in Leo at 28 degrees is because this is when Venus finally moves out of its retrograde shadow. It stepped into its retrograde shadow on June 19th. It went retrograde on July 22nd. So this is exactly where Venus was in Leo on July 22nd. It moved back to 12 degrees on September 3rd, which is when the retrograde ended. And now it's back to 28 degrees where it was on July 22nd and is moving out. So hopefully, you know, this period from June 19th or even going back to early June, June 5th is when Venus moved into Leo. This has been a time to really open your hearts in your close personal relationships, really, really search your hearts in your close personal relationships and see, like, what is there? What are my feelings about this person or that person? This is what we have to really, that was really the assignment during for Venus in Leo, because after Leo, it moves into Virgo. And when Venus moves into Virgo, it's time to reorganize relationships. And you don't know how to or what to reorganize within your relationships unless you know where your heart is truly directed within those dynamics. So, and that's what happens as we move to Sunday, October 8th, when Venus moves into Virgo, right here, from 28 degrees on the 7th to 0 degrees in Virgo. So now we're back in Virgo season. We had a couple days off, but look at this. So here we had Mercury in Virgo on October 3rd, and then it moved to 0 degrees in Libra. So at this point now there's on October 4th, there's no planets in Virgo, none. There's just, planets in Libra here with Mercury and the Sun and Mars. Venus is still in Leo at this point. So October 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, no planets in Virgo. But on the 8th, Virgo season begins again. It's like a reprise of Virgo season with Venus beginning transit through Virgo, where it will be from October 8th to November 8th. So a full month. And the last time...
Picking apart our relationships.
Picking apart your relationships. Exactly. Analyzing, reorganizing, eliminating, creating an efficiency. Like, who are my relationships? And even more specifically, like working relationships, daily routine relationships. That's Venus in Virgo. So the last time Venus was in Virgo was September 4th to the 29th of last year, 2022. The time before that was July 21st through August 15th of 2021. Think back to those dates for clues on what could be in store for you this time around. And for those that were born with key astrological points or planets in Gemini or Sagittarius, this could be a challenging 30 days for relationships with Venus squaring those points in Gemini or Sagittarius. If you have planets or points in Gemini or Sagittarius relationships, going to be some challenges potentially, or some tension over the next 30 days. And then Mars in Libra forms a square with Pluto in Capricorn. So that creates tension in relationships, a transformation of how you're acting in your relationships, how you're moving forward in your relationships. Maybe you're finding conflict with authority figures in your life, authority figures that you have close personal relationships to. You're going through some sort of transformation, and at the root of that transformation could be a conflict that needs to be resolved.
I mean, I guess they go hand in hand, analyzing your relationships and then possibly some sort of shift to them happening in your working relationship. Something is not right. And I think you have to give your relationships attention. Like everything in life is work. You don't like go to the gym once and then it's perfect. You know, it's like you have to go to the gym all the time. If you want to be fit, if you want to feel like healthy, you have to eat healthy all the time. You have to drink enough water all the time. And then sometimes when people talk about relationships being work, they're just like, oh, it should be easy. It should always be easy. Well, it would be nice if that was the case, but they also take work and attention. You have to tend to them. You have to see what's working, what's not working for you. If you go to the gym and you hurt yourself doing one thing, you're going to keep doing it? No. You're gonna adjust your routine. If some food is bothering your stomach, you're not gonna keep eating it. You're going to adjust your diet. So the same thing with your relationships. That just for some reason, I don't really think it's talked about or like taught in school, like nurturing your relationships. Maybe they touch on health or something here and there, but relationships are one of the most important things that we have in terms of, you know, romance, in terms of having a career. Like you're not gonna have a career if you're not good at relationships, or not a successful career at least. Peaceful, one that's balanced, harmony, grace, all the things that we would like to have. And most people, I think, don't have those things in their career. So the more we work on this, it extends to everything, family, love, career. We would like all of those to have more grace and peace and balance.
It's like you said, like you need to tend to them, you know, like a shepherd needs to tend to his flock. He doesn't just let the sheep just wander around. Like you gotta keep them together. And like you said, you don't just go to the gym one time and you're like, I'm good, I'm in shape now. Like I remember when I was a kid and going to church every single weekend. I remember this, the pastor told this story about this married couple who'd been married, you know, let's say their name was Sally and John. Sally and John had been married for like 60 years. And Sally told John, like, you know, you never say that you love me. And John said to Sally, I said that I loved you the day that we were married and nothing changed since. And the pastor said, and that's when Sally shot John because it doesn't mean you say it one time, you're good. Like you have to always show the love and be like loving and really like,
maybe, you know, he was autistic.
Yeah, maybe. So, you know, it's like, you always have to tend to the relationship and make sure that your partner is getting what they need. You are getting what you need from your partner. And that is what this Libra energy is about, with the Sun and Mercury and Mars all transiting through Libra. But now Venus transiting through Virgo is really creating this frequency for you to analyze the nature of your relationships and what is working and what is not working, and what is not working needs to be eliminated, and what is working is what needs to be cultivated. And so, you know, that may mean the end of a relationship, or it may mean just that, you know, we've got to end this one part of the relationship because it's not working.
Or ending a pattern in the relationship.
Exactly.
You can have like and also a lot of the time it takes some sort of uncomfortable shift or uncomfortable moment to uncover what is not working and figure out a solution and change things. And then it's like, well, if that doesn't work, then maybe the relationship needs to end. But there's many things where you can end patterns that you don't like.
Yes, exactly.
And that starts with being authentic, communicating, opening your heart, all the things we were already talking about.
Exactly. Amazing. Awesome.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome, Ingrid. Thank you. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Weekly Transit. Follow us on Instagram for daily updates about the planetary alignments and how to work with the energy. If this podcast is helping you navigate life more gracefully, please subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and share with your friends. If you're ready to go deeper, book a personal reading with Scott or sign up for his new moon full moon class at theweeklytransit.com.
The Weekly Transit.